Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for December 2011. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Topic number one, December and year 2011 mega cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in 2011. Danilo Munoz reports that the number of Chapter 11 cases with assets in excess of $100 million declined by 22% to 83 in 2011, compared to 106 in 2010. For the month of December 2011, five companies filed for Chapter 11 protection with assets in excess of $100 million, including one company that listed total assets in excess of $1 billion. The mega case filings in December snapped an increasing trend of large cases for the second half of 2011. There were 8 filings in November, 10 in October, 7 each in September and August, and 4 in July. The average number of mega cases in 2011 is about 7 per month, compared to about 9 per month in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing for December 2011 was by publisher Lee Enterprises, which listed total assets of $1.15 billion as of the bankruptcy petition date. For fiscal year 2011, 8 companies sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection with assets in excess of $1 billion. Aside from Lee Enterprises, the other cases are AMR Corp., Dynegy Holdings LLC, General Maritime Corp., MF Global Holdings Incorporated, New Page Corporation, Borders Group, and MSR Resort Golf Course. Davenport, Iowa-based Lee Enterprises, which publishes the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the Arizona Daily Star, along with more than 40 other daily newspapers and about 300 weeklies, filed December 12, 2011, with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware. Judge Kevin Gross oversees the case. Lee Enterprises disclosed total assets of $1.15 billion and total liabilities of $1.25 billion at September 25, 2011. Prior to commencing its Chapter 11 cases, Lee Enterprises solicited and obtained support from lenders and noteholders of an amended joint prepackaged plan of reorganization, dated December 2, 2011. The company will be seeking confirmation of the plan at a hearing on January 23, 2012. The plan is designed to provide full payment to all creditors. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Newport Beach, California-based William Lyon Homes and its subsidiaries, which are primarily engaged in designing, constructing, and selling single-family detached and attached homes in California, Arizona, and Nevada. William Lyon Homes and its affiliates commenced a prepackaged Chapter 11 reorganization with the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware on December 19, 2011, before Judge Christopher S. Sanchi. The petition says assets are $593.5 million, with debt totaling $606.6 million as of September 30, 2011. William Lyon has been pursuing an out-of-court restructuring since January 2011. The reorganization plan, announced in November, will reduce debt on borrowed money from $510 million to $328 million. The home builder intends to obtain approval of the bankruptcy plan at a hearing beginning February 10, 2012. The Chapter 11 plan has already been accepted by 97% in amount and 93% in number of senior unsecured notes, the company said in a court filing. Equipment rental company Ahern Rentals, Inc. commenced the third largest Chapter 11 case on December 22, 2011, with the bankruptcy court for the District of Nevada before Judge Bruce T. Beasley. Ahern Rentals estimated $500 million to $1 billion in assets and debts. The filing was prompted after Ahern Rentals failed to extend the maturity of its revolving credit facility, which had a maturity date of August 21, 2011. Delta Petroleum Corporation, an independent oil and gas company, engaged primarily in the exploration for and the acquisition, development, production, and sale of natural gas and crude oil, filed for Chapter 11 protection on December 16, 2011. disclosing more than $375 million in assets and more than $310 million in liabilities. Delta and seven of its subsidiaries filed in the District of Delaware roughly 6 weeks before the January 31, 2012 scheduled maturity of its $38.5 million secured credit facility with Macquarie Bank Limited and after several months of unsuccessful attempts to sell the business. Claire Oakes, operator of a namesake continuing care retirement community in Bartlett, Illinois, sought for Chapter 11 protection with the bankruptcy court for the Northern District of Illinois on December 5, 2011. Judge Pamela S. Hollis oversees the case. In its petition, Claire Oakes estimated $100 million to $500 million in assets and debts. Of the bankruptcy mega cases in 2011, two out of five were prepackaged Chapter 11 cases, reversing the downward trend of prepackaged bankruptcies the past 6 months. There was only one prepackaged bankruptcy filing the previous 5 months, despite the rising number of bankruptcy megacases in the second half of 2011. For 2011, 13 of the 83 megacases involved in a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases, were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy megacases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. The bankruptcy megacases for the month of December were dispersed throughout different industries, one each in information, mining, construction, rental and leasing, and healthcare. For 2011, the manufacturing industry has the most Chapter 11 megacases with 14, followed by the accommodation and food services industry with 12, finance and insurance with 9, information with 8, and retail trade and real estate with 7 each. The rest were dispersed throughout different industries. Of the December mega cases, 3 were filed in Delaware, and 1 each was filed in Nevada and the Northern District of Illinois. For 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court continued to be favored by the bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. That concludes part one of the December report. The report continues in part two.